Hi, everyone. I'm glad you're here, and welcome back to Affirmations Works. This is going to be a really great episode because this one we're going to talk about potential, because I think we all have potential. Some of us use our potential and some of us don't use our potential. And so we kind of want to just look at it a little closely and see, because it's all there. It's all inside of us. So this week's episode is definitely going to focus on potential and growing that potential. And as usual, I am going to read from the Daily Word, which is a Unity publication. And the subject is potential. My potential for growth is unlimited. In every stage of life and development, I evolve and express more and more of my divine nature. As I do, I learn to practice and more fully embody my spiritual qualities of love, peace, joy, and compassion. Looking back on some of my past choices may cause me to doubt my potential, but the divine blueprint within me tells a different story. Like a tiny acorn, I carry within me the possibility of becoming a towering oak. I take in God's light as I pray. I receive nourishment through education, spiritual growth, and healthy relationships. I shower myself with love and care, like watering, quenching a deep thirst. As I nurture my potential, I flourish and grow. And so it is. And so this week, as we focus on those words, I want you to think about your potential. And I want you to be really honest and clear with yourself about it, because you have a lot of potential. But somewhere down the road, most of us have been told, sometimes by well-meaning family and friends, that we can't do something. We can't be something, or we can't have something that we're desiring. And all of that is not true. But we allow those statements to get in our head and become a part of our mental DNA. And so as soon as the desire for the good thing, for the robust thing in our life comes up, that little voice goes, "Ooh, you can't have that. You can't do that. You're not smart enough. You don't have enough money. You don't know the right people. You don't have the right degrees. You didn't go to the right school. You don't live in the right neighborhood." The list goes on and on and on in our head, and we talk ourselves out of our potential. When the desire comes in your mind for a thing, it is because it is within your grasp to obtain it. It's yours. So don't look back on your past choices and say, "Oh, you know, I failed at that. Maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe I shouldn't. Maybe that is reaching a little too high." Because your past failures brought you closer to success. Never forget that we live in a dual world, hot, cold, up, down, rain, sunshine. So there cannot be success without failure. So we must experience some degrees of failure along the way, which also serve as a magnificent teaching. Oh, failure is the best teacher. and it leads you down the path to success. So please don't be afraid to express your potential, because your potential is unlimited. And until we meet again, I wish you all the best. Blessings.